This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Shares in the firearms maker Smith & Wesson are down nearly 11% in pre-market trading now. The company reported that its quarterly sales and profits were down sharply last quarter. Rifle sales were down, not so much with handguns. Kate Davidson reports.
Smith & Wesson had been producing a lot of guns. Wedbush analyst Rommel Dionisio says after the Newtown school shooting, gun enthusiasts worried the Obama administration would ban modern sporting rifles.
A lot of consumers rushed to stores and bought every assault rifle off the shelf that they possibly could. That caused a near-term demand surge, but it also pulled forward a lot of future sales.
Retailers had more demand than they could fill, so they stocked up on inventory. But Dionisio says now, that person who'd normally be in the market for a modern sporting rifle probably already bought four of them. Andrea James is an analyst with Doherty & Company.
The demand for firearms returned to more normalized levels this year in 2014. And so it kind of just is catching up with the manufacturers right about now over the summer.
But the harm is likely temporary. She says one gun maker compared the surge to eating a huge Thanksgiving meal. Just because you're not hungry the next day doesn't mean you'll never eat again. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.